Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Last week we had some ups and downs in the markets, but Friday after the USDA report, it was a big downer. Let's get the thoughts of Tommy Grisafi of Advanced Trading.
Horrible, horrible day for spring wheat. Spring wheat, Board of Trade wheat, KC wheat, USDA report, bad news. Bad news. Apparently farmers are really great at growing stuff. And the worst news I have of the day, cash Board of Trade wheat has a 4 in front of it on the countryside. I think maybe 500-600 days ago that had a 12 in front of it. How fast things change? Well, a couple things, and those are all great points. And those analysts might be right, but the timing of it could be pretty tricky, right?
Right.
So you could have the right idea but be wrong for the day, week, month, lose a lot of money. And then all of a sudden, a year later, you're like, I knew it. But do you have the staying power to yell, I knew it from the top of the mountain? A couple things. End of the month today. End of the quarter. We only have one quarter left in this game called 2023, and it's going to be interesting. I'm also seeing things like crude oil trade $95 this week. I mean, if you're producing a bushel of corn, we all know doggone well that bushel can become ethanol, and we have ethanol plants there right down the road from you over there.
Absolutely,
Castleton,
and in South Dakota.
You can see the smoke from your office.
Oh yeah, you're pretty close.
Yeah, there's ethanol everywhere. So corn is an energy, wheat's a different story. Soybeans, we have these crushing plants coming up. What an interesting environment to have all these crushing plants coming online. You have one in North Dakota getting ready to come online. If it didn't already, they're already buying beans.
Yep.
And
Spiritwood.
It's wonderful, wonderful opportunity. But Mama said there'd be bad days like this, and the way corn closed, beans and wheat, I bet you it made people sad. And I am not going to do that I told you so on national TV or radio. But I will say this, nothing motivates a farmer in America or a farmer in the world to go plant fence post to fence post like Dr. Earl Butts taught us in the 70s, like high prices. And we didn't have 1 year of high prices. We had multiple years of high prices due to a lot of events. But I told friends, and I said it on national TV on Fox News, I said this Ukraine war will be the devil, because although you see the price of wheat at 12, 13, 14 today, that signal it's sending out to the world is going to hurt us, because once people get into the agricultural business, they don't just stop doing it. So once you break a piece of ground that's never been farmed in South America, they don't unfarm it the next year because it's not profitable.
Right.
So that means the only way to get people out of business is to add massive pain and losses. And I am terribly sorry to report that, but that's just economics 101. And I got to say that it's just a total clown show out there. And I've been through this in my career of trading. I've watched the markets shut down. And in the end, they're going to figure it out. They probably will close for a few days. And it's going to, if they stay closed for too long, it really starts to affect people's lives and economic data. It's not good for America. It's not good for world trade. It's not good for competence. I think over 4 million jobs in America are government jobs, and then all the people around those jobs that support it. So it's a big black eye. And there's a bunch of people we pay a lot of money to represent us in Washington, and this is their idea of representing us. Not my idea of a good, not a good time. And all we could do is take where you are today and move forward. I can't go back a year and help you sell those prices.
Tommy Grisafi of Advanced Trading. Time for a weather break. This is Inside Agriculture.